Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Yes, we take another trip out to the Fan Hotline as we jump into enemy territory. We talk to a voice from the other side, Steelers and Bills on Sunday, 4:25 game at Acrisure Stadium, and we welcome in from WGR in Buffalo, the Bills sideline reporter, Sal Capaccio, who joins us on this Football Friday. And it is with me, the Greensburg guy himself, Donnie Football, brought to you by Smail Kia in Greensburg on Route 30. Sal, how was your Thanksgiving? Did you get some time off? I know that, you know, a lot of folks in our business have to work on these holidays.
You know, the Bills, first of all, thanks for having me. Happy Thanksgiving. The Bills did something a few years ago where they do practice, but they don't have media availability on Thursday to kind of give us an opportunity to say to our bosses, well, there's nothing to cover today. Nothing to do today. So I got to have off. So there was no media availability. So I was paid attention to, you know, the injury report and things like that, but didn't have to go cover practice yesterday. Got to spend it with family at the house. We hosted a little bit there, and that was great. Watched some great football, and then it was back to work today, and just got done with my radio show with Bills head coach Sean McDermott. I do my show every Friday. He joins me to give an injury report and things like that. So back to the grind today.
And we will get to that injury report in a moment because it is quite a big one for your Bills on Sunday. I do want to ask one more Thanksgiving question, though. What does that first plate look like on that first run through the buffet line? And how do you kind of do the order of operations there in terms of favorite to least favorite?
Okay, so I am a very simple guy when it comes to this stuff. I am generally in life a meat and potatoes guy anyway. I mean, I'm in Buffalo. I love my pizza and wings. I'm a meat guy. I love, you know, meat and potatoes, like I said. So when it comes to Thanksgiving, all I really need is turkey, stuffing, and mashed potatoes. I'm good. Now, if you have other things on the side, I might dabble in a little bit just because I don't want to, you know, I mean, my wife made the dinner with my mother-in-law and my mom. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I want to respect that. It's good. But just give me the turkey, the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, and the gravy, and I'm good to go. And that's all I really need.
Yeah, hard to argue that. Hard to argue that logic at all. But the injury report, which is a big one for the Bills, both starting tackles out. Deion Dawkins, Spencer Brown, the left tackle and right tackle, they will not play. Terrell Bernard, Curtis Samuel, they have all been ruled out, according to Bills head coach Sean McDermott. The tackle thing, I will let you break that down, but then I will tell you why I'm a little bit leery of that news after you talk about what a big loss both of those guys will be.
Well, for sure. I mean, these are two very highly paid, very good tackles for the Bills. Deion Dawkins at left tackle, Spencer Brown at right tackle. Deion has a concussion. Spencer Brown has a shoulder injury. Neither of them played their best game last Thursday. Totally understand that. People saw that game and said, wait a minute, they got beat pretty good. That's right. I mean, they're playing against a great, great front. We know that. They were on the road, and all the same things are happening this weekend. So what's going to happen is Ryan Vandermark, who actually was a swing tackle for them 2 years ago and then lost the job to Tylon Grable last year, but still had to play and even started against the Chiefs last year and played well, he'll play one spot. And then Tylon Grable, who hasn't played all year because he's been on injured reserve, he had his window open this week. He'll be activated, I'm guessing, by 4 p.m. tomorrow. One of them is going to play left. One of them is going to play right. We just don't know which one. Now, I will also say, because of the way Josh Allen got beat up last week, took a lot of hits, Sean McDermott was not happy about that. I expect the Bills to really fortify him this week. So those guys aren't going to be left on islands a lot. They're going to have a lot of help this week. I expect the Bills to go away with a 9-man protection and one guy in the route. I'm being facetious, but seriously, they're going to do whatever they can to protect them.
And a reason why, and I think your point there is perfect to kind of transition into this, we tend to fall into the trap in Pittsburgh at times where, you know, the Steelers do have three good edge rushers. T.J. Watt still able to play at a pretty elite level, maybe not quite at the heights that he once had. Alex Highsmith, when he's healthy, is a pretty good one. Nick Herbig is a great pass rusher. So three guys that can really get after it. But we have seen in the past here that the Steelers will go into games against teams that are down maybe one tackle, maybe both. It's a real makeshift offensive line. And fans get hyped up and think, oh, man, they're going to terrorize whoever the other quarterback is. And then 3 hours later, we're saying to ourselves, wow, they barely got pressure on the guy at all. And maybe they had one sack, or, you know, they pretty much get stonewalled. So that's what I'm kind of scared of in this game, that the Bills are down two of their best offensive linemen, and they'll find a way to protect Josh Allen coming off that game last week in Houston.
Yeah, you know, I think all fan bases kind of do that, and that is what happens sometimes. You think that it's going to be this easy thing to get after the quarterback or take advantage of whatever mismatch. But, you know, let's remember, I think the big picture here is for all fan bases, always remember the other team, the Bills in this case, they're going to have a plan to combat that, right? And the Bills are going to say, okay, well, we don't want those guys going one-on-one against T.J. Watt and Herbig and Highsmith and those guys they have. So how do you do that? You help with chips. You help with double teams. But the biggest thing the Bills are going to do in this game is try to run the ball. And we know the Steelers have been leaky at times in their run defense. They also were very good shutting down Jonathan Taylor. This game, to me, is going to come down to the Bills' ability to run the ball or inability, because they are a really great run team, and they're going to want to get back to that, because they're not going to want to get in third and six and third and eight in those passing situations with these two tackles out. They're going to want to make sure they use James Cook and they run the ball. They're one of the top run teams in the NFL. I think they might be still number one in the NFL, and that's what this game is going to come down to. And then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have rookie tackles and pass protection, because now if you can get in third and two and third and three, you have many more options on your plate for Josh Allen to, you know, get the ball out of his hands a little bit quicker and not to worry about that. I think this is a game where the Bills are just going to want to really run the ball and lean back into James Cook and what he does.
Sal, I always get the feel from at least a national point of view. Now, you would be able to paint a better picture for us being in Buffalo. I feel like James Cook is a very underappreciated player in that offense. We know how great Josh Allen is and that he can put the Superman cape on every now and then. But, man, I feel like James Cook does not get talked about nearly enough in that Bills offense.
Yeah, I would say, to illustrate your point, you're 100% right. I don't think I ever would have thought I would say this, but it's true now. Teams gear up now to stop James Cook before Josh Allen. And that is not because Josh Allen's bad. We know that. He's great. He's a league MVP. The Bills don't have the wide receivers. They don't have the separators. They don't have the answers in the passing game. What they have is a great running game. They've built this offensive line to be great at running the ball, and therefore Josh Allen to be protected and not have to put as much on him. I still get people asking me all the time, are they asking Josh Allen to do too much? No. In fact, Bills fans will tell you they should ask Josh Allen to do more this year. They've been built to be a run team first, even though they have Josh Allen. But at times when Josh has to do more because of teams shutting down the run game, that's where it shows up that they don't have the receivers to separate. Josh is trying to do too much. He gets hit a lot. And that's where the problems come from. But you're 100% right about James Cook is the reason. I mean, go back to this offseason. How many Bills fans said, don't pay James Cook? What are you doing? This offense runs through Josh Allen. He's going through the contract situation. You can't pay him what you pay the top running backs in the league. Well, we're all sitting here now going, thank God Brandon Bean did that, because he is the engine that's making this offense go this year.
Yeah, I may be a little biased in favor of James Cook because of fantasy football. He may or may not be on multiple fantasy teams, but I've just felt now for a couple of years that Cook is an underappreciated player. But that being said, do you think Bills fans would have preferred them to maybe go after a notable wide receiver? Because we have the same feeling in Pittsburgh. I mean, now that, yeah, the Steelers at least have DK Metcalf, but man, the Bills are one of the only teams that have a sadder wide receiver room than what the Steelers have.
Do you remember the viral interview that Brandon Bean did with our radio hosts on WGR in the morning after the draft, and them talking about wide receiver and Brandon Bean going after them and saying, I can't believe it. You guys, it's like 2018 all over again when you guys wanted me to draft Josh Rosen and we took Josh Allen. And, you know, he went after, you know, the host, and it's coming back to light now because of the situation the Bills are in. And really what happened there was, you know, our hosts, Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase, were talking about how the Bills clearly have a philosophy not to put as many resources in at wide receiver because they have Josh Allen. And Brandon Bean's response, which he's not wrong because he has a scoreboard on this, said, we just scored 30 points a game. We outscored every team in the league, basically, last year. Why, you know, that's not something to be complaining about. And all that is true, but there's some nuance to everything, right? Yes, to answer your question, Bills fans wanted the Bills and felt the Bills should go out and give Josh Allen more help, get a true, more number one wide receiver. The Bills' philosophy has been, we're going to get a lot of good pass catchers who can do a lot of things, and we have Josh Allen to elevate them, and we don't have to have this pressure to get it to one guy all the time like maybe it would have been with Stephon Diggs. Plus, on top of it, and I will defend Brandon Bean on this philosophy because I think that it makes sense, which is you can't pay everybody. You can't pay your left tackle and your right tackle and a defensive end and, you know, a cornerback. And the Bills are paying those guys. And at some point, you have to say, where can we not pay everybody? And because you have Josh Allen, you say, we don't have to pay at wide receiver as much because he's going to help everybody else. Well, now you're kind of paying for that, though. And it's not an easy thing, right? I mean, we all get that. They did sign Josh Palmer. He's, by the way, limited today. He's been banged up. We don't know if he's going to play this weekend. They do have Dalton Kincaid at tight end who hasn't played the last couple of games, but he's limited today. And it looks like he might be on track to play. We'll see about Sunday. He's a major part of what they do offensively. And if he can play, that will help. But, yeah, I mean, the Bills need to get – and they tried. The report was they tried to trade for Jalen Waddle, but the Dolphins didn't want to trade with an AFC East rival, and they wanted a first-round pick next year when the Bills offered one in 2027. We don't know exactly what's right and wrong out of that. They did just sign Brandon Cooks, who I think might actually play for them this week. And we know Keon Coleman has had its ups and downs, even being – you know, a healthy scratch because of disciplinary issues. So I think it's all kind of gone to, hey, they don't have enough at wide receiver.
Talking to Sal Capaccio, he is the Buffalo Bills sideline reporter from WGR in Buffalo. I wanted to get to Keon Coleman. He was the healthy scratch in the game against the Texans. What has been the deal there? I know they may have that under lock and key, but it does seem odd that a former highly drafted wide receiver who's still only 22 years old already seems like he's way in the doghouse in Buffalo.
No, they've been pretty open about it, actually. What happened was he was late for a meeting. I mean, there were reports he actually missed the whole meeting a couple weeks ago on a Friday. This was his third time that this has happened since his rookie year. Last year, the same thing kind of happened. Late for a meeting, whatever it was, against the Jacksonville Jaguars that week. They played Monday Night Football, so he was benched for a quarter his rookie year. Ironically, he comes back, he scores a touchdown that game. Earlier this year, he was benched for a series against the New England Patriots. He ironically come because of the same thing. He ironically scores a touchdown in that game, but he also had a fumble in that game. And then, a couple of weeks ago, before the Bills played, would have been the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he was a healthy scratch. We find out on Friday was not the plan for him to be a healthy scratch until he missed a meeting or was late for a meeting on Friday. So Sean McDermott put his foot down and said, he's not playing. Well, the Bills score 44 points that game. Tyrell Shavers has a great game on the outside. Gabe Davis is elevated. He plays well. He's a guy, by the way, that, you know, is helping the passing game now. Mm-hmm. And then it was a short week and the Bills wanted to roll with who they had. So on Thursday night last week against the Texans, it was not disciplinary. It was simply, he was already a healthy scratch. We played well. Guys were playing well. Let's keep this train running. and that's why he didn't play against the Texans. By all indications, he's been doing everything right, and he'll be back on the field on Sunday against the Steelers.
And it seems like by his disciplinary history, Keon Coleman may be on track to have a touchdown reception in that game, is what you're telling me, Sal.
Yeah, it could very well. It could very well be. You're right, because whenever he gets disciplined, he has a touchdown. But I think other than that, independent though, it hasn't been very overwhelming. Been underwhelming for Keon Coleman in his second year. He has not been, I think, the producer the Bills had hoped. And we knew coming out that he wasn't this blazer, but he separates with his stride, with his length. He's a former college basketball player at Michigan State before he went to Florida State and, played football there. When he played football and basketball at Michigan State, he's a great athlete. Keon Coleman is still, I think, learning how to be a professional and growing up. And he's still a young player. He came in this league at 20 years old. But that time for that is over. He's got to be able to do the things right needs to do to be able to produce on Sunday as well. And they're going to need him. I mean, he's a big part of, what they want out of their offense and him to be a part of that. And it just hasn't come to fruition so far. Other than some games here or there, like week one against Baltimore, who's a big part of that comeback on Sunday Night Football. And, the Bills need him to step up both on the field and off the field.
You brought up Dalton Kincaid. He has not played in the last couple of games. He is officially questionable for this game Sunday at 4:25. What can he bring to the offense? Because the Steelers have not been the best at covering the
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Tight ends this season.
Yeah, I think that's a matchup the Bills can take advantage of if Dalton is healthy and playing. He's dealing with a hamstring injury. That's why he's missed the last couple of games. It's been about 3 weeks now since that hamstring injury in Miami. The Bills lost that game. Dalton has been he has had a really nice bounce back year after having a down year in year two because of some injuries. But again, availability has been an issue this year. But he's been their most reliable and consistent pass catcher on offense. And what he does is he allows them to control and play the middle of the field. The Bills aren't really able to do that as much without Dalton Kincaid. And with Dalton Kincaid, though, it's so much of a benefit for Josh Allen to have a guy in the middle of the field that can really, create a mismatch. He's just bigger than a corner that wants to cover him. He's faster than a linebacker who wants to cover him. He's that classic mismatch flex tight end. He's not a great blocker, but he's really made strides, and they will put him on the field to block. But what the Bills really do, though, is they play a lot of 13 personnel. They play a lot of 3 tight ends. They love putting Dawson Knox, Dalton Kincaid, and this rookie to have Jackson Hawes as a third tight end blocker. I think you're going to see a lot of him on Sunday, too. Jackson Hawes, this guy played 4 years at Yale, and then he's super smart. Then he went to Georgia Tech and played. And he was considered the best blocking tight end in the draft coming in, and he has been as advertised. In fact, Aaron Cromer called him the best blocking tight end he's ever coached. Aaron Cromer's been around this league a long time, and this kid's a rookie. I think you're going to see a lot of him, considering what the Bills, the challenges they have in their tackles. You're going to see a lot of Jackson Hawes and 3 tight ends this week, I think.
I mean, man, the amount of tight ends we're about to see on the field on Sunday, it might set football back a few years, because if any team knows about 13 personnel with the 3 tight end set, Sal, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers, let me tell you that.
Yeah, I've heard, and I've talked with a couple of other Pittsburgh media members this week who say it's kind of interesting because – the Steelers do use a lot of tight ends. They don't use them in the middle of the field like everybody thought they would use them coming into the year, and that's been kind of a bit of a head-scratcher of why the offense might be, you know, struggling at times to move the ball through the air.
The Bills defensively, 30th against the run. Is that what am I reading that correctly?
Yeah.
So it seems like things can be had for the Steelers on the ground.
Yeah, the Bills have been not good against the run this year. They've had their moments. I mean, they went to Carolina and shut down a really great running game. But other than that, you go back to week one, a lot of the numbers came from the week one, just like giving up 260 yards against Baltimore. It's just a tough matchup for them, the way the Bills are built. The Bills are built to be more athletic and faster at the linebacker spot and even at the defensive line spot. So in the Terrell Bernard, by the way, their middle linebacker, he's out of this game. But I will tell you, Shaq Thompson has had a bit of a rejuvenation. He was a Sean McDermott first-round pick in Carolina back in 2015. He's been really doing a good job when he's been in the middle of the defense, and he'll help in the run game a lot. He's actually a more physical, you know, bigger player there than Terrell Bernard. So maybe in this matchup, you know, he's a better matchup anyway for the Bills. But they have been leaky in the run game. There's no doubt about it. And the Bills, they were missing Ed Oliver. He got hurt several weeks ago. He's out for this game. He's still out with a bicep injury. He won't be returning to the playoffs. Michael Hoyt comes in after a six-game suspension and looks like this guy was doing everything for seven quarters, rushing the passer, getting sacks, stopping the run. He gets hurt. So they've been really banged up. But the overall point is the Bills have been very challenged at stopping the run this year, and that's how teams will try to attack them. I'm quite sure that Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers will do that.
How has former Steeler Larry Ogunjobi been for you guys?
You know, Larry, first of all, he has the biggest thighs I've ever seen in my life. Oh, my God. This guy, like tree trunks, right? It's incredible. He is an anchor when he wants to be and, you know, plays like that. And I shouldn't say it like that. Not that the effort's not there. But I think that, you know, because the style the Bills play, they want to be a little bit more upfield and attacking. They don't ask him to do that as much. But I think he's played pretty well when called upon. The Bills do play a rotation. They have a lot of guys that they bring in and out of the lineup at defensive line. That's kind of been their philosophy. The guy really that's really flashed this year has been their rookie, Deion Walker. A lot of people thought the Bills would draft Eric Harmon and went to the Steelers, obviously. They didn't, but in fourth round, they get Deion Walker. He was a guy that might have been a second-round pick a year before, but had some injuries at Kentucky. And I got to tell you, I think he's playing as good as any rookie defensive lineman in the league. Despite what we're saying about the Bills' run defense, this guy, I think, leads all rookie defensive linemen in tackles for loss this year. And Larry Ogunjobi next to him, I think, has been a nice addition since he's come back.
Sal, what's the feeling from the fan base in Buffalo, a team that right now just clinging to a playoff spot, but the AFC has been very murky. It's been pretty average. And you still have a quarterback like Josh Allen. So what's the feeling from that, you know, obviously very passionate fan base?
Angst, a lot of angst. People are very, very angry right now at the Bills general manager, Brandon Bean. They feel that he did not give Josh Allen enough weapons. And you hear a lot of people saying the Bills are wasting Josh Allen's career. I don't subscribe to that. Josh Allen won an MVP. He's been at AFC Championship games. Only one team can win it every year. I don't think he's being wasted. But I do think that, you know, this roster has some flaws. And, you know, it's tough to pay everybody. Like I said, they're paying Josh Allen a lot of money, too. People are very angry at Sean McDermott. They feel that the Bills, you know, blew their opportunity, so to speak, when they lost with 13 seconds left against Kansas City, had the ball late in the game against Kansas City twice in the playoffs recently and lost. And totally understand that. And Bills fans are angry right now, and they feel that this is a team that kind of maybe missed its window. And, you know, they're sitting here now, and the difference is, despite all that, the last few years, they could kind of coast in the AFC East. That's not the case anymore. Now you have New England and Drake May, and look what they're doing. And the Bills are fighting for second place right now in the AFC East, or at least they're in second place. And, yeah, they're clinging to a playoff spot. Thankfully, it looks like the Chiefs and the Ravens and somebody in the AFC North isn't going to make it out of it. Maybe it looks like. We'll see. But, yeah, there's a lot of angst right now. People are upset. They're worried. And they feel that, you know, this is a team that kind of missed its opportunity. Look, you still have Josh Allen for many more years, I think. He's only 29. He's turning 30 this year. But I think there's something to be said for when you don't do it early on, you have that ability with a quarterback on a lesser contract, and you're building around him to be able to do that. And now, you know, the Bills haven't been able to do that. So we'll see where it goes this year. As far as this year is concerned, I think there's a lot of Bills fans who just think that this team is too flawed. There's no way they're going to make a run. I say whenever you have 17 – and whenever you look at this conference and you see that the teams that are at the top of it right now are not the, you know, the world-beating teams like the Patriots when they owned the conference for years, or even the Chiefs over the last several years, I think there's opportunity. All you have to do is get in.
Sal, what's your feel for this game? You'll be down on the sideline as part of that Buffalo Bills broadcast crew. Do the Bills win this game? And if so, who gets the game ball?
Yeah, I try. I don't really make predictions now because of my spot on the sidelines and all the stuff that goes on with these gambling
You're going
things these days.
The Kirk Herbstreit route.
Yeah. So I hope you understand that. I will say this though: when the Bills have a game where their backs are against the wall and they have to perform and they come off a loss, they generally play really well. That being said, I don't think they have the same kind of ability and team that they have over the last several years to be able to do that. And that's why they did lose a couple of games earlier this year. They're going to have a plan to protect Josh Allen. They're going to do whatever they can to make sure that TJ Watt and Herbig and those guys don't wreck their game plan. They're going to try and run the ball. And I think that that's going to be their key if they do that, which means James Cook will be the guy. It wouldn't be Josh Allen. It would be James Cook. That said, you know, I know the Steelers are going to play a risk-averse game, low variance. Don't let Aaron Rodgers be put him in situations with the wrist. We already know. And the guy is the lowest, you know, average yards per completion, air yards in the league, less than four. Look at that today. It's crazy. It's all dump offs, but I get it. They're trying to protect him too. And, you know, I think it comes down to whichever team just gives the ball to the other team once or twice is probably going to lose this one.
Sal, is Pittsburgh one of the cities you look forward to visiting every time? You don't have to say yes just because you're on a Pittsburgh radio station either. I mean, if you hate coming here, that's perfectly acceptable.
I do love going to Pittsburgh. I always tell people that one of the best things about living in Buffalo, we are a several-hour drive from any major city in the Northeast. 4 hours to Pittsburgh, 3 to Cleveland, an hour and a half to Toronto, 6 to New York City, 8 to Boston, maybe 7, right? So you can go anywhere. And my family and I, my wife and my son, we've been to Pittsburgh in the summer just to enjoy it. That's how much we actually do like it. In fact, last year when the Bills were there for the preseason game, I actually got to visit the Roberto Clemente Museum for the first time. It was amazing. Absolutely loved it. I have a lot of friends in Pittsburgh media that live in Pittsburgh that I try to meet up with. So we try to do that as well. I've been to a Pirates game there. So I think this is my way of saying, I'm not lying. We do love to go to Pittsburgh. It's a great nightlife and, you know, scene out there on the North Shore. And then we'll be meeting up with some friends tomorrow.
And of course, the great Andrew Filippone, who now calls this place home, who you were once colleagues with, in his early days at WGR.
Yeah. Andrew was on our, Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast earlier this week, and really honestly just had to get a nipple update, to be honest with you, from Andrew and what was happening there. So I actually watched the stream of you guys the morning after he made the bet, and I was laughing so hard and so glad you guys did it for a great cause too, to raise money for breast cancer awareness. My mother-in-law is battling breast cancer. It's something that I've been a part of as well through the month of October with the American Cancer Society. So I'm glad you guys did it for a great cause, and we had some fun with Pony too.
Yeah, I mean, it really was. It really did turn into a great event. He was a good sport about it, so that really added to everything. Sal, thank you so much for hopping on, taking the time here, and giving us the skinny on the Bills going into this big matchup on Sunday.
All right, you got to have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you guys down the road. Who knows, maybe again in the playoffs.
There we go. Sal Capaccio from WGR in Buffalo. He roams the sidelines for the Bills broadcast crew from WGR. Just great stuff there, and somebody who knows the Buffalo Bills inside and out. You can join the conversation too at 412-928-9370. That you can hit us up on the fan text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up, we have a Bechtold breakdown, and it will be led by our guy Sean Myers, who is behind the glass.
Big shoes to fill.
Yes.
Not really big shoes, but you get the idea.
Nathan Breisinger, who covers the Pitt Panthers for Pittsburgh Sports Now, will join us in about a half hour. You can follow along and watch the show now live on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. A Bechtold breakdown is next right here on a Football Friday on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.